Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 11th. Happy Resurrection Day. We continue to celebrate the risen Lord, not just on Easter, but on every Sunday, as we gather around God's Word, and hopefully as we gather together as His people, to remember the victory that Jesus has won. Today is also Mother's Day, so we want to say a special thank you to all the moms who are listening. Whether you're a biological mother or someone who has been a spiritual mother to me or to others, thank you for your love, your guidance, and your faithfulness to help shape others and your nurturing heart for God. Today's readings are Matthew 15, 21 through 28, where Jesus honors the faith of the Syrophoenician woman, then Mark 13, 1 through 14. He's going to be speaking about the end times here and a call for the followers to be watchful. And finally, we'll read from Proverbs chapter 11 about integrity. This week, I'll read in the New American Standard Bible, or the NASB. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he did not answer her with even a word. And his disciples came up and urged him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Yet he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, but please help, for even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed at once. We read this passage earlier, maybe in the book of Mark. Perhaps the Lord wants us to revisit it again today. At first glance, it's a very difficult passage. As I've mulled over it, I just didn't like the way Jesus compared the woman and maybe Canaanites to dogs. But there are several interpretations. Perhaps in a lot of families, the dogs are treated very nicely. You may have a dog yourself and know what I'm talking about. And I think maybe even more so than that, Jesus is testing the disciples. They have said, "Send her away." They have zero compassion on her because she is not an Israelite. Well, sometimes they don't even have compassion on the Israelites who are begging for help. But they want to send her away. And so Jesus, by his conversation, is somewhat challenging their mindset about who she is. And when she reveals that she is a woman of great faith and persistence, surely they start to see, wait a minute, what is Jesus doing here? Perhaps he's not sent just for the lost sheep of Israel. We know that the further mission of the church is for the lost sheep of the world. And aren't we so grateful? This is a good reminder that no one is out of the reach of God's grace. Moving now to Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 14. As he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew were questioning him privately. "Tell us, when will these things come about? And what will be the sign when all these things are going to be fulfilled?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will mislead many. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. These things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. These things are only the beginning of birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will hand you over to the courts, and you will be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time. For you are not the one speaking, but it is the Holy Spirit. And brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved. Now, when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains." Our final reading today is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the treacherous will destroy them." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Proverbs gives us a good reminder to let integrity guide us. What is integrity? Being honest and upright in all our dealings with one another and in the world. And I believe this is a wonderful prayer that we can pray for the college graduates that are from Mountain Brook Baptist. You may have received a list of them last Sunday. I want to read their names to you, and then we'll pray over them together. Joe Barber Adams, Andrew Bell, Anna Britton, Lee Cooper, Mary Mac Coppage, John Decker, Claire Dennis, Emma Foshi, Will Grant, Caroline Hatley, Kate Howell, Olivia Hunt, Wade Loveman, Walton Redden, Leanna Ritchie Roberts, Sarah Kate Sanders, Kennedy Stewart, Worth Trammell, and Ed Wells. And then we had several that graduated with a master's degree. Joel Burks, our minister to students. Fallon Farley, our student ministry resident. They both graduated with a master's of divinity. And then Sella Wood with a master's of science in nursing. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, the reminders of the persistence of the Canaanite woman, and that your message is for all people. We also thank you, Lord, that you are coming back one day. We have no idea when that will be, but the gospel must be preached to all nations. And so we pray for those who are taking the name of Christ around the world. Finally, according to the scriptures we read today, we pray for integrity and an upright heart for ourselves, and specifically today for the college graduates, that their moral compass that is rooted in your word and your work in their hearts would guide them every day of their lives, that they would do their work as unto the Lord and that they would live in a way that helps others flourish. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.